Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my brand. I don't mind telling you my brand. Well, Jeff and I was just talking about brands. My websites, which are also brands, smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the top wordsmith in the galaxy, and gotwords.com, chiefhomeofficer.com. We were just talking about the power of brands, why you still need to make sure that you get your brand out there, whether it's your name or the name of your company or your tagline or whatever. But, Jeffrey, you always offer a good tech subject to talk about when you join us. And I'm looking forward to hearing what's going on these days. In the world of being home-based.
Yeah, I got to tell you, all this chatter about electronic and digital communications, sometimes you still just got to print. And I have a printer, and I have a fax machine, and can you imagine that?
You kill a tree?
Yeah, can you imagine? Well, I go recycle.
You have a fax machine? What's that? What's a fax machine?
A fax machine. Well, it's great. I mean, I used to have a fax machine that PDF'd any inbound faxes. So I used no paper. It would come in, a fax would come in, it would PDF it and email it to me, so it ended up in my inbox, and I'd never see paper, which was a beautiful thing. But I have this old, it's probably like a 15-year-old HP fax machine. It's like, it's small.
Tell the millennials in the audience what a fax machine is.
A fax machine is this wondrous device that came back in the old century when a piece of paper, you put it in, you press a button and dial a phone number, and it goes through and it digitizes, and voila, that piece of paper appears on the other side with all sorts of images and cryptographs and all sorts of things on there.
And they're saying you mean like an attachment on an email, right?
Like an attachment on an email, but in a tangible form that you can actually hold. So my printer died, my cartridge died, and I went over to the local office supply store. And they don't carry it. It's the number 20, and they don't carry it. So I went to another office supply store, and they don't carry it. It seems that the manufacturer discontinued the manufacturing the printer cartridge. And I have a perfectly good fax machine. I went and priced the cheapest possible fax machines I could find. And they were anywhere from, you know, $50 up to $500, depending on what bells and whistles you want. And there is almost no such thing as a fax machine. They're all multifunction devices now. So I bought one, ended up dropping $150 on it, but I didn't open it. And I remembered that I used to buy – because I didn't open it because I knew I could find a used cartridge. Went online, found a used cartridge, bought two of them for $20, came in, they were a piece of crap. They didn't print. They dripped all over the place. Then I remembered I had worked with a company called Ink and Toner USA. They're based down here in South Florida, Ink and Toner USA. I used to buy all my cartridges, new or used, from them. Reached out to them. They had it to me. I ordered it at 3 o'clock. It was in – the UPS came to my door at 8:30 the next morning with the cartridge. It cost me $20. Plugged it in. Worked like a champ. The key point is here, companies are going to – especially printer companies. Their planned obsolescence model is that, you know, first off, you buy the printer cheap, but the cartridges will set you back $40, $50, $60, $100. You know, one of the cartridges that I wanted to replace for the one I bought would have been $100 to replace it after 3,000 pages, so they say.
Right.
But think used. I buy my cars used. I bought my travel trailer used. I buy my printer cartridges used. And the most important reason is when HP says, sorry, we don't manufacture that cartridge anymore, I'll buy it used on the market, and it'll work just as good, and I'll get some more life out of it.
That's one of the beautiful things about the Internet is to being able to find kind of what would be called an esoteric product. You'd have to admit. I mean, it's an old fax machine. People don't use them anymore. And to find a component about that, somebody providing that, I mean, it's right. hard to imagine that there's another weirdo out there like you that they would actually stock this for, Jeffrey.
I got to tell you that my wife works in healthcare, and a lot of the things that they do need signatures, and one of the clients yeah. she works with I said, can't they just email it to you and you print it? Like, no, they want it by fax. And I got to tell you, a lot of people still work in that rather than scan an email.
Right.
They want to, and sure, there's a lot of waste in paper. In the process, but if you're gonna have to sign something short of being a digital signature, it still works, mm-hmm. you know. And the point is, it doesn't set me back. I mean, sure, I have to have a fax.
So did you take the other printer back?
Oh yeah, I never opened it, so I took it back and I got my money back.
You went back and got your $150 then.
I got my $150 yeah. back, and I walked out with incredible peace of mind. And I'm not being too, you know, jovial when I say that, you know, the idea of not having had to spend that money and fall into that obsolescence trap that they set all the time.
Well, and plus you got to keep the piece of equipment you were comfortable with. So
yeah, I was comfortable with it. It was paid for.
You know, I've got some programs like that in my computer that I feel the same way. I've still got PageMaker 7.0 that I'm worried. The death of my next computer is not going to be able to use it. You know, so I know how
well,
it is.
I'm still working on DOS 3.0 on my computer. I haven't gone to Windows yet. So
hey,
it's
Jeff,
okay. tell the millennials what DOS is. There you
That's
go.
Right. Exactly. Hey, Jeff, good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. We love it when he operates the worm cam for us out on Main Street. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. He can help you, folks. Let him do it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.